Campfires are an iconic part of summer camping, but with fire restrictions still in place throughout Utah, they may not be the best addition to your next outing. August is the second highest month for human-caused wildfires, says Kimberly Finch with the Bureau of Land Management. Of these,
campfires are the number two cause of human-caused fires.
Restrictions have been placed throughout the state to help alleviate the potential of campfires becoming more widespread. Although Utah has received enough rain to cause floodings in part of the state, it hasn't been enough water to end campfire restrictions.
So we still are in a drought throughout the state, but that area, because we are in the arid west, can dry up pretty quickly, and that vegetation can still be a tinderbox. So even though we may change the restrictions, we still want people to use common sense.
Cache, Morgan, Rich, Salt Lake, Summit, Tooele, Utah, Wasatch, and Weber counties are currently in stage 2 restrictions, which means no campfires are allowed at all, even in fire rings. However, Finch notes there are still ways campers can cook while out in nature with camp stoves or
other cooking devices that have an on-off switch and a contained flame.
Other areas of the state are in stage 1 restrictions, meaning people can have fires in permanent campfire structures.
They need to be within a designated recreation area, permanently constructed. So a person couldn't go out and build a rock ring or, you know, just bring a grill out into the brush and create a fire there.
According to Finch, certain areas of Utah will be loosening fire restrictions and allowing campfires. To find out restrictions in your area, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.